Government and private wildlife agencies have been working for several years to reestablish a migrating flock of whooping cranes in the eastern U.S. This spring, two crane eggs taken from wild birds hatched in captivity, and now two more eggs have hatched in the wild at the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge in Wisconsin. But Rachel Levin of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says being in the wild means potential predators.
These crane chicks will be with their parents and will be vulnerable to raccoons and other types of predators that might be on the refuge.
Levin says it's possible the managers at Nisida will trap some raccoons. By the end of the summer, the crane chicks will get their flight feathers and should be able to more easily get away from dangers on the ground. For the GLRC, I'm Chuck Quernbach.